You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Angels had a pretty nice free agent signing, and it really does strengthen their offense. At least that's what it looks like from the outset. So let's talk to Richard Justice about that on Allison's Twitter. Richard, Luis Valbuena, who you and I are very familiar with because he played in Houston most recently, signs a two-year deal worth $15 million. I like this signing. He was very injured last year and had a season-ending injury that was pretty severe. But he had a really productive year up until then, and I kind of like the signing. Do you?
Yeah, and you know, it's potentially a three-year deal. And you don't give a guy, he's going to make $6.5 million this year, $8 million 2018, and then there's whatever you call it, option after that, that's $8.5 million. But you don't give a guy that kind of money for him to sit on the bench. So he's going to be their opening day first baseman, I would guess. You know, and like you said, you and I saw him play every day. He is a good third baseman, and he is a better first baseman, and is happy to play either one. And you know what I always heard, I'm sure you did too, he's kind of a leader. He's the kind of a guy that kind of settles everything down in the clubhouse. But anyway, he's 31 years old. He had an 816 OPS last year, and he's a lefty hitter in a righty-dominated lineup. I don't think it means that C.J. Cron is going to be traded immediately, or I don't even think it means that Albert Pujols is there's some bad news. Billy Epler specifically said there wasn't. I think what he said was he could platoon with Cron, but both Cron and Pujols are coming off surgeries, and this gives them a backup. You know, the bottom line is, when you got a chance to get Luis Valbuena for $6.5 million, you know he can help you at so many spots, and especially with Yunel Escobar, the regular third baseman in his walk year. It was just one of those deals that makes sense. But he goes in right now as the first baseman, but there's the freedom that they know he can do other things. And, you know, I don't know if the Astros are put him in the outfield, but I know they talk to him about the outfield. So it's a very valuable commodity to have.
Yeah, this is what teams are supposed to be doing, and I've always railed on this. So, you know, Pujols could be questionable for opening day. I mean, we don't know how this is going to shake out, you know, with platoon situations and coming off surgeries and Crohn's coming off surgery. And so what you do is you plan. You don't plan for your best-case scenario. You plan for your worst-case scenario, and then all the chips fall where they may. And there's really never been a time that I can ever remember that there was a all-star caliber player sitting on the bench because, gosh darn it, there just aren't enough at-bats for them. These things always seem to shake out. So what the Angels have done is prepare for what could happen, which is that Cron and Pujols might not be all there come opening day and through April, possibly May. And this is a good plan B and C, correct?
Yeah, and I think it also reflects that good general managers, good organizations, they covet every roster spot, every last one. I used to be marvel at NFL general managers that would bring 100 players in, and they would tell you, you know, you can only keep 50-something. And they would say, we're going to use them all before the year's done. That's what the Angels have done. They said, okay, we like C.J. Cron, and we like Yunel Escobar, and we think Albert's going to be okay, but for this money, we're going to get a productive guy. And it's not just getting a guy. They intend for him to play, and it gives him a fallback position for 2018 to be their starting third baseman. Cron's interesting. C.J. Cron is 27 years old, and he's coming off his best year, but it was 792 OPS. He had 16 homers, and here's the other thing: C.J. Cron has a minor league option, and as Billy Epler said, this just gives us roster flexibility. We now have a surplus. Does this mean they're going to go out and trade for somebody? I don't think it means that, but I think with so much uncertainty regarding Matt Shoemaker and Skaggs and Garrett Richards, and also the back three guys at the back of the bullpen, including closer Houston Street, are all coming off surgery, so. You know, the more you had a chance to add a good player at a reasonable price, and that's what you do. You do it, like you said.
So they signed Cole Calhoun to a three-year extension. You know, I mean, when you see this stuff, I mean, you realize, like, the Angels, who everyone is not regarding, and we've talked about the fact that, I don't know, Fangraphs thinks that they're going to be good. Nobody else does. They're not in any kind of rebuilding mode. They are assuming their pitchers are going to be healthy, and they are moving forward. And they really have kind of bought Calhoun, if I'm not mistaken, just out of his arbitration years, right?
And one free agent year, I think. And what it's done is they've now secured three position players under 30 through contracts through at least 2020. And then that's what good organizations do, right? They got a little stability. So they now have Calhoun, Simmons, and Mike Trout signed up through at least 2020. And they're going to be paid, I think, $73 million this year. And then Albert makes $29 million. But you just start, I think this is what you do. You start looking at who are your core guys that you can build, move forward with. And Valbuena, 31 years old, and he gets let's just be optimistic and call it a three-year deal. So now you got a core to build around. And that's been a problem for the Angels the last couple of years. Their farm system is not good. That's job one for Billy Epler. So you got to, when you have young guys that can play, you got to make sure you lock them up for a while. And you know, one of the things Calhoun said, and you and I have seen guys that say, no, I'm going to play this out and see what my market value is on free agency. Not always a good move to do that. But one of the things Calhoun said is, where could I be better than this? Where would I be that is a better place to play, a better place to live? Could I find a better manager than Mike Socia, or an owner more committed to winning than Artie Moreno? There's no reason for me not. Oh, and by the way, he did mention this. I get to play next to the best player on baseball for the next 3 or 4 years. I think that's pretty good for me.
No doubt about it. Let's not forget about that guy. Okay, so on the opposite end of the spectrum, they did make a small signing, but we want to talk about that. So Eric Young Jr. agreed to a minor league deal. He has a major league invite to spring training. So obviously his speed, he can play all three outfield positions. Is this his ticket to get back to the majors?
I hope so. I think he spent all of last season in AAA.
Yes.
He's only had nine at-bats the last 2 years. And you're right. I would think Eric Young Jr. looked at this. He's one of those guys that when you have him on your team, he ends up being more valuable than you think he is. He can do everything. He can play every position in the outfield. He can pinch run. He has been a pinch hitter for most of his career. And, you know, is a guy that accepts that role, is accepting of that role. And so he gives you depth everywhere. And you know, Socia, he's a guy that likes to run, likes to force the action, especially late in games. You can see, it feels like Mike Socia's fingerprints are all over this. He's a guy that, Eric Young is a guy that Mike Socia would turn into a weapon. He's 31 years old. And you know that both these guys, that one of the selling points for the Angels is, this is your best chance to play in the big leagues. We're not rebuilding. We're here. We intend to contend, and we think there would be a role for you.
Okay, interesting stuff. Richard, as always, thank you very much. Talk to you next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.